This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, if the Confederates had won the Civil War, a new spoof documentary that's opening old wounds. But first, the possible indictment of Vice President Cheney's chief of staff and presidential advisor Karl Rove cap a challenging week indeed for the Bush administration. Yesterday, Harriet Myers withdrew her candidacy for the U.S. Supreme Court. And on Wednesday, criticism of the war in Iraq mounted as the toll for U.S. military personnel topped the 2,000 figure. And with us to talk about this long week in politics is NPR's senior correspondent and regular day-to-day contributor Juan Williams. Welcome, Juan.
Good to be with you, Noah.
We have to have full disclosure here with regard to this CIA leak case. We got zip, right?
Well, you know, so far we've got zip. but, you know, I think that there is still, despite the idea that Karl Rove may not be indicted today, he remains in legal jeopardy. And so you have this sense at the moment that everybody is just kind of in the wind. Of course, we're waiting for an announcement as to exactly what indictments are coming forward. But there's this sense of the president this morning before he left on a trip seeming upbeat and as if he had dodged a bullet. But of course, the fact is the tension remains because you don't know what is to come in the Karl Rove situation.
Let me take just a second here to remind the audience that about 30 minutes ago, we were supposed to have had an announcement about the grand jury's findings to be followed at 2 o'clock Eastern time by an appearance by the special prosecutor himself. And so far, there has been nothing. It's been learned that Mr. Fitzgerald went to the federal courthouse, but so far we don't have anything that's firm. So let's go back now to Mr. Bush. He makes a little trip. They went to Norfolk, did he?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Down to the naval base.
The naval base there. How big a blow, if indeed there is, let's say, an indictment, as the rumors have been, of Louis Libby, the vice president's chief of staff and national security advisor, and let's say that Karl Rove is not indicted today, where does the Bush administration stand?
It's just been a bad week. There's just no getting away from it. You know, people at the White House, especially after the Harriet Myers withdrawal, seemed as if they were in mourning. They really feel as if they're on the ropes. A lot of people who have been there a long time are close to Harriet Myers, have high regard for her. So the Harriet Myers decision goes down, and it sort of was an internal issue among Republicans because the attacks were coming from the right wing. So here they have their own base in rebellion, in revolt against them. And of course, then that ties into a week in which you have all this waiting on the indictments. That it's not just that there was supposed to be some announcement at noon, that people thought this was going to happen on Wednesday, and so they've just been kept in this state of suspense. And again, you tied it into, if the indictments come down, it continues the conversation about the justification for going to war in Iraq. And that brings us back to another landmark that was passed this week. We have a war that's approaching being 3 years old, and we've had now 2,000 deaths of Americans. That, again, was a moment that the president, the Republicans in the Senate tried to acknowledge, but feared that it really was digging the president a deeper and deeper hole in terms of his standing with the American people.
Yeah, let's hear what President Bush had to say about that. He talked about this on Tuesday at the Bolling Air Force Base in Washington.
Each of these men and women left grieving families and left loved ones back home. Each of these patriots left a legacy that allowed generations of their fellow Americans to enjoy the blessings of liberty. Each loss of life is heartbreaking. And the best way to honor the sacrifice of our fallen troops is to complete the mission and lay the foundation of peace by spreading freedom.
And Juan Williams, it's really difficult to know what's going on out in the country in response to this, among people and among politicians, I guess.
You know, it's interesting. I travel a lot, Noah, and people will ask about it, but you have the sense that they're just not as locked in as we are here in Washington. You know that old cliche about inside the Beltway. It feels that way on this, but I got to tell you, the consequences for this administration are immense. I think what you have riding here is whether or not the president becomes a lame duck. You have the possibility of new people replacing the likes of Rove, Libby, even Andy Card, who's been criticized for his role in the Harriet Myers nomination. You could have a whole new team at the White House, or you could have a White House that's just holding a place for the next 3 years.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams talks with us on Fridays here on Day to Day about the week's political news, and we certainly have some big news this week. Thank you, Juan.
You're welcome, Noah.